DufferBet, proud sponsors of the Welsh Premier League. Welcome to DufferBet, WPL Radio.
Well, it's not for the last time this season. I promise you we'll be back with some summer specials, but it is the DufferBet Welsh Premier League podcast, and what a weekend we had. Bangor back in the big time. A gutsy performance by the Met. And we're going to look ahead as well to the Player of the Season Awards and the Manager of the Season Awards, because me and Joan have got to get our Dicky Bows on for some showbiz event on Saturday. But talking about showbiz, Jonah, let's talk about that game between Bangor and Met. It was a showbiz occasion, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was a great occasion, Mac. The Bangor faithful turned out to make a crowd, I think, of about 1,000. And they made a great noise from the beginning of the game right up until the 92nd, 93rd minute. It was Bangor come out of the blocks, no doubt. I watched their warm-up Saturday, and I watched Taylor Fletcher taking a warm-up. Now, I know he's ex-Premier League, but I was really, really intrigued in watching their warm-up. They were sprinting and sprinting and sprinting, and I thought they might have been a little bit over the top, their warm-up. But I tell you what, when they took to the field, they were right out of the block, so I take my hat off to him in that department. And they really bossed the first half and went in, you know, with a one-goal lead at half-time, which was enough in the end to get them through. As they've done all season, they impressed very much in the second period. They just huffed and puffed, and they just couldn't knock the door down, Mark. It was a wonderful effort by the Met. They've had some great players this season come through. Charlie Crosby for one, Adam Roscrow, Emlyn Lewis, Carl McCarthy, even Fuller the goalkeeper. They've all been excellent in their first season in the league. And maybe a couple more years' experience in the league might have seen them through. But on the day, I have to hold my hand up. And I just think the Bangor City did enough to get through to Europe. And they were worthy winners on the day.
Well, the city was excited, the players were excited, and I'm sure a 36-year-old Gary Taylor-Fletcher was excited playing in Europe at that vintage. Let's hear from the man.
It's unbelievable, you know. I've had a really good career, and, you know, took that next step and got into management, and to start my management career like that, 4 wins out of 5, getting to Europe, you know, couldn't have asked for much more.
Great crowd here at the Bangor University Stadium as well. They almost pulled you over the line, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely, you know. We've had a tough few weeks. We've not had a massive squad. We've only had 13 players probably that we could choose from for the last 5-6 weeks. And sorry, today it's took its toll. You know, there was a few who were struggling with injuries. Myself, if it was a normal league game, probably wouldn't have played. But occasions like this, you've got to burst through it. I played as long as I could. But, you know, it wasn't just me. There was probably 4 or 5 others who were struggling. And, as I say, an absolute magnificent shift from all the lads.
You scored Blackpool's first ever goal in the Premier League, but you've never played European football before. So what does this victory today mean to you and to Bangor City?
Oh, absolutely massive, you know. It's one of them, you know. I want to get on a score sheet now and then, you know, all the quiz questions, who scored in the Europa League, the Premier League, right through the leagues, the Welsh League, the Welsh Cup, the FA Cup, the English, you know. It's one of them. You try and create little things like that, and that's what I'm going to do.
Judd, it's interesting you talk about the warm-up there. Maybe they thought that, you know, the Met were obviously going to be quite useful, come out of the blocks, and they needed to match them for pace.
Absolutely. That's why I think Gary Taylor-Fletcher did his homework properly, and they were firing on all cylinders when they come out. And by the way, what a performance he put in the first half. Yeah, of course, he's done it. He's played in a playoff final for Blackpool against Cardiff at Wembley, so he's seen bigger heights in football, but not a lot more. You know, this would have meant just as much to him, I think, being the player manager. It was his terms, his team, you know, his final for Bangor City, and he produced a wonderful pass for the goal to Dean Rittenberg, who scored, by the way, on his 21st birthday, so you won't get many better birthday presents than that, scoring a goal to get his team €215,000 on his 21st birthday. So yeah, it was a wonderful occasion for Taylor Fletcher, Rittenberg and the citizens.
Oh, we've spoken about this before, haven't we, Jonah? We must forget, this club has chopped and changed all season. Gary Taylor Fletcher's not even been there as a player since the start, yet. Look what they've achieved, and that makes you think next season, crikey, if they can hold everybody together for a full season, what's coming TNS's way?
Well, this is what the league wanted. Not a bang of victory, any victory, but a club get into Europe and increase their pedigree in the league. And I'm sure the European money will. You've got top four teams there in mind at the moment now. TNS, you've got Gapconnell's Quay, you've got Ballytown, and you've got Bangor City, right? That's an unbelievable top four, and they could go. It's a tough act for the clubs following them. They could go into the next, you know, the next bracket if they built on what they've achieved over the last couple of years, these four clubs. But it's just going to be tough for the Met, for Carmarthen, for Kevin Druids and the like to increase their playing ability to stay with these four clubs. But I'm sure Ballytown and Prestatyn and the likes can't wait to take the top four on. So the last couple of years, the team who came into the league like Land did, they got into Europe. Cardiff Met got into European playoff and almost made it. So sometimes it's all paper talk about strength, but the top four in this league, they will be strong again next season.
I was going to say, you even look at those games below, how Newtown rallied, how Carmarthen almost got into the playoff finals, how Barry and Prestatyn will come up next season, and this strength across the park, isn't it? And you know, the one thing that we again haven't talked about perhaps latterly in the season is the astounding run that TNS had at the start.
Ultimately, that's what gave them the league title by a record number of points, 27 points. They broke a world record in games for, you know, competitive matches in a top European, one of the top leagues in Europe. And we regard ours as getting there now. And so they deserve the record. But it's going to be such a tough, tough league next season. Everybody thinks, so can I pick, as we said, right the way through the season from the start, from the first set of fixtures to the 30th set of fixtures this season, I don't know many people who've gone, swept through and picked six results on the day. It's almost been an impossibility.
Now, we talked a little bit in the Isle of Man, didn't we, about the challenge that now faces all the sides that are going to represent us in Europe. Because next season, the Europa League and the Champions League get a little bit tougher, don't they? And we really need strong sides now to fight harder to get better positioning and better ranking. Next season is actually quite crucial for Welsh football in Europe, isn't it?
Yes, well, I think the European games, other nations are going to get stronger by everyone's trying to improve their country, everyone's trying to prove their coefficient points. But I'm sure, Mark, that TNS, Bangor, Bala and Gapconnell's Quay, they got enough knowledge now, right? They're four clubs who've been in and out of Europe over the last 4 or 5 years. TNS, obviously, over the last 15 years. Bangor have been in, I think this will be their 38th appearance in Europe. I know that's over a long period. But Bala, Colin Caton, Gapconnell's Quay, Andy Morrison, their experience over the last couple of seasons will suit them very well, or do them well as well. Their players, their groups of players will be getting used to Europe now, and any mistakes they've made in the past couple of seasons, they can put them right now. And I'm looking forward to our teams. You know, let's throw the ball out straight away. There'll be four games, obviously, in the first round for the four teams, and I'll be disappointed if two of us don't get through.
I think we've got the four strongest teams that we've ever had in Europe in a long time now.
I don't know about that, Mark. Carmarthen was strong about 10 years ago.
Were they? All right. When was that? When Tommy was running them?
Yeah. Cheers, mate.
I saw a picture in the paper the other day, actually, while we were talking about that. No, I didn't. On Facebook, Wayne Jones, who's apparently 50 years this week. Congratulations, Wayne. He put up a picture of him playing for Carmarthen Town a while back. And my word, that boy's formed out, doesn't he? He's filled out lovely.
There's no way that boy is 50 and he's still, he's still an athlete.
I've got to be careful because you might be seeing him on Saturday, because me and you are going to the Black Tie event. We'll talk more about that in a second. But what will we be doing next week? Well, we'll be handing out some awards, and we've got the shortlist, haven't we, for two key awards that will be given out, Player of the Season and also Manager of the Season. Now, we'll start with Player of the Season. Joan, who's up for that?
Well, the Player of the Season award is Oswell, Routledge and Henry Jones. So it's Jason Oswell, John Routledge and Henry Jones. They've all had excellent seasons. Oswell has taken the Golden Boot, so that's a brilliant achievement for somebody who didn't play in the top six. I know, but he's got 22 league goals, which is a great return for a proper centre forward. And I'm sure Newton will do well to hold on to Jason Oswell for their sakes. I hope he stays, but he's been tremendous all season, and looks like he could go on to be the next Rhys Griffiths, maybe, or Mark Lloyd-Williams. He looks like he loves scoring. He's taking chances, good chances this season, and he's gone up. And for anybody joining this league as a youngster, I think he's a good advert, because he joined Rhyl and the likes about 3 years ago. He took his time, really, to get into the swing of things, but now he's into the swing of things. He's one of the best nines in the league. Henry Jones, I think, has been a star for Bangor, and he'd be rewarded with a European, with a game in Europe. And I think Henry Jones will go on to play for a better club, a bigger club maybe. And Bangor City can only say that's progress for him, because they've done a brilliant job with him this season and managed him well. And the other lads...
There's no bigger club than Bangor. You have to remember that.
Yeah, not in this league I'm on about, so I think Henry's done...
No, on the planet, fella. There's no bigger club than Bangor on the planet.
Yeah, okay, Mac. All right. I think he's done really well. So he may have earned maybe a stint in the Football League. But don't forget, with Taylor Fletcher being his manager now, he may be on to clubs and say, hey, I've got a special lad here who's really ticking a box for me. And then, of course, you come down to John Routledge. He supposedly stepped down from the Scottish Premier League or Scottish Championship to come and play for TNS. He's fitted in. He's ticked every box for me. Absolutely. He's been... Every time they move the ball, when he's involved, it's always moved quicker. He picks his head up, and he's just grafted all season in midfield, and he's been a complete midfielder for me. I think Henry and Jason have been absolutely brilliant, the two of them. But for a team to win the league by 27 points, I think their best player has to be favourite maybe for the crown.
Who's missing from this list, Jonah? If you could add two more names to this list...
I think Kieran's done well, especially in the end of the season. Kieran Smith at Ballas done really well. You know, he's come up with goals. Caton's chucked him into a different position. He's gone midfield, he's played wide, he's played up top, in fact, and scored some crucial goals for him. So Kieran's done really well. And I mentioned the one lad all along. I mentioned Adrian Chislevich. I know he missed a lot of the season, but he came back and he scored, you know, in 17 appearances he played, he scored 12 league goals. 17 appearances, 12 league goals, and asked for a winger who come back from a horrific injury. So my personal award goes to Chiz, but I think John Routledge may lift the crown.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Interesting to not see Chiz on the list. We must say, of course, me and Jonah didn't get a say in this list. This was decided by the managers of all the clubs, voting anonymously in some booth in Tesco's in Ruthin. Actually, let's move on to the player shortlist. Who's up for... the manager shortlist now, Jonah. Who's up for that?
The four managers that were in the shortlist were unveiled, and they're Colin Caton of Bala, brilliant season. Colin, European football again, and lifted the Welsh Cup, which is very, very historic for Bala. Hugh Griffiths, who I think has had a brilliant season at Kevin Druids. They finished eighth. I think he would have been shortlisted if they finished 10th, but he finished 8th and they were comfortable in the end, and he looks like he's putting a good team together there. Andy Morrison, Gaff Connors Key, battled a hard all season to force his team into Europe. I think we all know how hard he works on a touchline and how hard he works off it. He demands a lot from his team, and he got him over the line in the end. But it's for me again. Yeah, he most probably has the best tools to work with, Harrison. But if he'd have won it by 8 or 9 points, or 7 or 8 points like he did last year, I might have had a shout for one of the other lads who have done extremely well. The other three have done extremely well. But if you win the league, I think by a record 27 points, like we said again, and the standards are improving, and TNS must have improved to win it by that far, because you, as we spoke on the podcast, you said Bangor are going to be strong, Ballard are going to be strong, Gap Connors Quay are going to be strong. We said this at the beginning of last season, I'm sure, if you go back to the podcast from this time last year, watch out TNS, they're all on your back. What happened? They won it by 27 points. So for me, Harrison has to get the number one award.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with you on that. I just wish there were mini awards for some of the other nominees.
Hey, Mac, I tell you, them boys, right? Morrison, even though he's played for Manchester City and captain Manchester City, Colin Caton and Hughie Griffiths, right? European football is a massive award for them boys, and they'll take it every time, and they'll tell you that Saturday, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. I think what I would say as well is that although TNS have motored ahead in the league, I do think there's been substantial progress from all of the other sides who have got managers nominated. I mean, Hughie Griffiths, you know, everybody was banking that they'd be bottom two, and he did it in steady, slowly, didn't stick his nose above the parapet, just got on with the job. He managed his team very well there, and I'm sure the budget is smaller than quite a lot of others, but he got them through the line. Now, of course, Hughie's challenge next season is to, you know, make sure that they build on that, I'm sure, but you know, that sort of performance is of credit. And I have to say as well, the one name that's not on there, Chris from Newtown. You know, we wouldn't have given it to him in December, but by heck, we might have given it to him for the rest of the month.
Well, you're talking there about six managers now who absolutely know this league inside out. And that's what counted, I think, in the end. That's why I didn't panic about Newtown, because their players knew about the league. Their manager knows everything about this league. At Christmas time, everybody was saying he'll go down. That's why I thought Kevin Druids would stay up, because of Hughie Griffiths' experience, Caton's experience at Bala, and Morrison's experience, and Harrison's experience. It counts for a lot. Yeah, sometimes you can't have everybody with experience getting proper results, but experience counts for a lot, especially when you're a manager.
Oh, if only we always listened to you, eh, Jonah?
About time somebody started doing it.
We'd be millionaires.
Can't even get the kids to do the dishes.
Actually, we would be millionaires, because you did, looking back on the season, you did tip some good scores, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I've had nothing back in because I'm not allowed to bet, but I expect a couple of fivers in the Christmas cards off of some punters this year, because I've chucked in a couple of 12 to ones about three or four times, and never mind, Mac.
You're more likely to get a horse's head in your bed, mate.
Yeah, okay.
Me and Jonah dressing up for once, going off to the Welsh Premier League Awards, and it'll be a special old event last year. It felt a little bit lean on people last year, didn't it? Because there was some minor football tournament going on in France, and some people had to go off and cover that. Whereas I'm told this week we will have the hoi polloi here. We'll have Chris Coleman. We'll have quite a few other people from the FAW. And Chris has always been a great advocate of our league. And it'd be nice to have him there to say thank you for all the times he supported the league and turned up the games.
Yeah, brilliant. He's at most of the cup finals, and he always makes himself available. And obviously, you know, he's the standard bearer. He's the leader of Welsh football, and he's done a great job for us. So it'd be nice to see him there. So, Mark, don't forget, good clean shave, polish your shoes, and make sure that dicky bow's straight, because I'm not having you ruining my image.
Mate, I didn't shave last year. I know that Chris Coleman's turning up, and some of the FAW executives, I'm going to have a shave this year. It'll be a pleasure. We'll have some fun in Newport on Saturday, and of course, this time next week, we will bring you the highlights of that and various other conversations. This is not the end of the season for us. Oh, no. We continue to work. Various interviews and conversations will pop up on your usual podcast outlets over the next few weeks. We'll be speaking to a lot of managers in depth, a lot of players in depth. We'll be running them. And then, of course, we're going to start thinking about Europe, haven't we? And we'll be back for that before you know it. Me and Jonah are off to the awards. But I would like to say as a final note, apart from the fact we've had a great season covering the Welsh Premier League, if you're worried that I sound a little bit down today or I sound like I'm going to cry, it's because literally about an hour ago I had a tooth taken out because it was caused me pain. It still causes me pain. So I'm wincing through this podcast for the sake of the Welsh Premier League. I'm taking one for Wales. I got Jonah to do most of the talking. That's not difficult. Say goodbye, Jonah.
Well, Mark, just before you go, with my last nap of the season, I'll have a fiver on in not being a wisdom tooth. All the best, mate.
Sign up for your Dafferbet account and support the WPL.